Today's show is brought to you by Candy Canes, because candy wheelchairs would be kind of insensitive.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Something special at the National Western Stock Show. Today is Bison Hump Day. Ranchers will meet ahead of the show to talk about ways to improve... Mitch is making me laugh. Ways to improve the bison population. Now, some of the talk will be conservation. Mitch... Some will talk new technology to manage the herds. This is all part of the Roaming to Success campaign that aims to increase bison population from 400,000 to more than a million animals. I'm done. I'm done with this.
You're having a hard time this morning.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
That is so stupid.
Is that a real show?
No, it's somebody's making a joke.
Are you ready for this?
Are we ready?
I am ready.
Oh, for Wednesday.
This is Wednesday.
Oh, well, I guess I don't have a choice.
It's time for a great day.
Is there any more coffee?
I can't start the day without a big cup of coffee.
Coffee solves everything.
Wait, what day is today?
What is it again?
Wednesday.
I think we've covered this, haven't we?
Yes.
I'm just making sure.
Okay, we can start.
Let's start now.
Showtime.
Yep, it's the Mike Show. So darn happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa. How does that even work? Well, how do you get our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa device? Do you have an Alexa device? Do you want to listen to our live show and our feature channel on it? Well, pay attention. All you have to do is enable the skill. You do this one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she...
Hello!
Yeah, she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. It's very, very simple. Get our podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. So we do the live show between 8-ish and 11-ish, Monday through Friday. And each day we record each one of those segments that we do. The show open and top list and not headline news and all the interviews and stuff like that. And then we repack it into a full-length podcast. We got to record it sometime. So we record it while we're doing the live show. And then we repack it into the full-length podcast, and that usually drops around noon. And you can find that on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And
Hello!
She will. You can also search the Mike Show VA wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. You can go to our website, radio434.com. Just click on the Mike Show channel and you will find a link to the podcast. And you can even watch us on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. All right. Coming up on today's program, it's the Wednesday edition. It's also Way Wednesday with the United Way of Central Virginia. Chris is going to be joining us along with a representative from Legal Aid of Virginia. So lots and lots of important information there. It's such a great organization. If you ever need legal advice, or you know somebody that needs legal advice, and maybe they can't afford an attorney, maybe they're in a certain income bracket and they can't afford an attorney, you can get in touch with Legal Aid. You can call them, and when you call them, you'll hear my voice. I did the narration on their outgoing message system. So. Not that that's the reason that you should call Legal Aid. You should call them, you know, if you are in need of legal advice. But if you want to hear some items of legal advice in my voice, then unless they've replaced me with AI, I said unless they've replaced me with AI, you'll have to ask. All right. Because I spent a long time recording those things. I hope I've steered some folks in the right direction. Well, anyway, Legal Aid's going to be joining us along with the United Way of Central Virginia. Plus, of course, we have your five random facts. Of course, we're going to get smart. And then we're going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in dot news. And then we've got some good news for you as well. And, here's something. Candy cane lovers. There's now an innovative candy cane opener. Now, if you've ever tried, I'm not a sweets person, and I certainly would not, candy canes would not be the go-to for me. But, you know, around the holidays, of course, you're going to crack one open, right? Well, it can take for freaking ever to open that darn thing. Well, somebody came up with a brilliant idea, and they solved that problem for us. The folks at Brock's did that, and we're going to talk about this, and we're going to show it to you on our Facebook Live video simulcast. And, of course, we made a top list out of it. Top other questions the holidays leave us asking besides... Why are candy canes so hard to open? Top other questions. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Candy Canes. Well, that's the show. No, Centra Health.
John Barkley loves Tuesday nights with his pals.
You guys ever seen a perfect game?
Here we go.
A night when scores made aren't nearly as important as friendships kept.
Get out your phones. Gonna be epic.
So he doesn't miss a night. John counts on Centra to keep him healthy and at his best.
Perfection begins now. Start your video. Oh. Delete your video.
Like and share.
Centra, caring for, caring about folks like John.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community. Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Halloween was spooktacular this year, but we don't let it in there. Halloween City is now Christmas Town. That's right, we've taken our Halloween surplus inventory, sprinkled a little reindeer dust on it, and behold, everything in our store has been Yule tidied up, and we pass the savings on to you. Pirate skeletons? Just call them Skinny Santa and throw them on your front door. Our blood-dripping candles become festive cranberry sauce dispensers, and everyone will delight at the appearance of the Christmas tarantula. We know that's not a real thing, but hey, help us out here, because we've got volume to move, and we need to get back to Florida. Costumes, you say? Who needs costumes? Well, think about it, kids. How can Santa pass your house by if the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers live there? The fun doesn't stop there. Grab a fake beard and a Dracula outfit and you've just become the perfect Hanukkah rabbi. So bring it on down to Christmastown. First 60,000 customers get a free werewolf ski mask with every purchase.
Yeah, the Mike Show. All right, but what about the candy canes? All right, we still have all this Halloween candy in our house. I think we overbought. I think we were preparing for either that or I don't know. It's just tab. I said it's just tab. Yeah. Anyway, so we're transitioning from the Halloween. We are full on Christmas at our house, by the way. Tab. I said tab. Yeah, she did this whole, but we still have Halloween. There's still Halloween things that have been now Christmased up. Okay, we put Santa hats on skeletons and stuff. She did that. I did not do any of that. But I you know what? It looks nice, I guess. And they're happy, and the kids like it. So, but anyway, oh yeah, back to candy canes. So, why isn't there a tool that makes unwrapping candy canes easier? Maybe it's because people only eat one every few years. But what if you eat them daily or year-round, right? Well, no. Brock's actually has created a limited edition candy cane opener. It looks like a little plastic pocket lighter. Here, let me see if I can find a picture of this. Where's the pictures? Candy cane opener. Oh, you can go to candycaneopener.com. Let's click on that. Oh, this is on X or Twitter or whatever the heck. And then click on that. Here we go. All right, that's a good picture. All right, if you're listening to us, you can go on over to our Facebook page at the Mike Show VA, and you can see this. There it is. It is the Brock's Candy Cane Opener. All right. It's kind of like the thing that you cut the tip off the cigar with. I guess. I don't know. Maybe not. But anyway, so it's a little unclear whether you twist it like a handheld pencil sharpener or if there's a button or something. Well, either way, they do say it's fast and mess-free. That's what they say about me. The opener also doubles as a Christmas tree ornament. So you can have it hanging next to your candy canes and it'll be on hand when you get that craving next year. If you want one, they're going on sale next Monday, November 17th at 7 p.m. Eastern, exclusively at thecandycaneopener.com. Each one sells for $5. And not $3.50? Oh, Lord. And they even come with a box of Brock's candy canes. Wow, what a bargain. So with that, that brings us to our top list. Candy cane opener. Genius. Yes. Okay. Well, to make that otherwise torturous process of unwrapping a candy cane a lot easier, that's what they come up with, which inspired today's top list. It's top other questions the holidays leave us asking. Besides, why are candy canes so hard to open? I'm just going to do the beginning part of that. Top other questions the holidays leave us asking. Besides, why are candy... Yeah. Top other questions the holidays leave us asking. Here we go, number one. Why do we always have to watch the Cowboys suck on Thanksgiving? What's the difference between sweet potatoes and yams? Why does the Salvation Army raise money? Why don't they do it the rest of the year? Or how do they do it the rest of the year? Is Die Hard a Christmas movie? Of course it is. Kidding. Moving on. It is the most Christmas movie of any Christmas movies. Fight me on this. We did. We broke it down on one of our Theatre Thursday segments, and I will be happy to bring Aaron back in here to break down the. Not legally, but legitimately, why there are many, many points to determine why Die Hard is a Christmas movie. Don't even. We have the proof. Top questions the holidays leave us asking. Wouldn't it be a lot safer to roast chestnuts in the microwave? How does Macy's have enough money to pay for a Thanksgiving parade, but not someone to clean their dressing rooms? And top other questions the holidays leave us asking. Besides, why are candy canes so hard to open? Wouldn't a true love give you something you actually want for Christmas instead of six geese a-laying? I don't know. All right, it's The Mike Show. Today is the Wednesday edition. Coming up, we got news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport with our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations. Flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable, offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check fares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
Greens, Salads, Wraps, and Pizza is now open in downtown Lynchburg. Try Greens' fresh lineup of delicious salads, grain bowls, wraps, and handcrafted pizzas, plus chips and a drink to round out your meal. Whether you're looking for a quick lunch or your new go-to spot downtown, Greens has you covered with fresh flavors and friendly vibes. Open 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily, right in the heart of downtown, corner of Church and 12th Streets at 1124 Church Street. Visit gogreens.net and check out their entire menu. If it's got to be salads, wraps, or pizza, it's got to be Greens.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. It's National Happy Hour Day. And don't feel bad if you're already drinking before noon. Just tell people you're celebrating Happy Hour London time. Michael Jackson's daughter says she has a perforated septum from drug use. And also because destroying your nose is their family tradition. Paramount Plus plans to raise its prices next year, which is bad news for their subscriber. Meghan Markle was spotted hanging out with Jeff Bezos at Kris Jenner's birthday. That might be my most hated sentence. And reverse mortgages are up. It just goes to show grandmas are powerless against the hypnotic lure of Tom Selleck's mustache. This is not headline news.
No, it is not. It's the Mike Show. It's the Hump Day edition. Taking a look at Tower Cam position number 4 at the river. Coming up, we are going to get really, really smart with your 5 random facts. We're going to get really, really dumb with your stupid criminals in dot news. And then we've got some sounds to place lovingly in your ear holes. That's all on the way. That is called Audio Vault. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
4 bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Hi, it's Jen Webb with the Free Clinic of Central Virginia, here to tell you about the second annual Genworth Dink It Forward Pickleball Tournament at Crossfight Fitness to benefit the Free Clinic of Central Virginia with a dink-off kickoff party at 6 p.m. on Friday, December the 6th, with raffles, games, prizes, and adult beverages. Game day starts at 9 a.m. Saturday, December 7th, which includes an open entry just for the fun of it, or a cash prize entry, which gets the winner some cold hard cash. And that's a big deal. Plus bragging rights to raise money for a great cause. Visit freeclinicva.org/pickleball to register today. The Genworth Dink It Forward Pickleball Tournament is December 6th and 7th to benefit the Free Clinic of Central Virginia.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
5
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it really isn't any of our business. But if you say any of these 5 random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
"Wow."
Maybe I don't know. All right, here we go. Number 1. Research from Ohio State University found that living within 30 miles of an ocean or a gulf may be linked to a longer life by at least a year. The same isn't true among people who live near inland bodies of water. Number 2, the whitest state in the U.S. is Maine. 90.2% of the population is Caucasian. Vermont and West by God, Virginia, are next, both at 89.1%. Hawaii is the least white at 21.6%. Number 3, John Hughes wanted to film the baseball scenes for Ferris Bueller's Day Off at Comiskey Park, not the much more iconic Wrigley Field, because he was a White Sox fan. But because of the shooting schedule, they had to film at a Cubs game instead. Number 4. The famous sky and grass photo that was the default background in Windows XP, which is one of the best operating systems ever. That photo is from Napa Valley, California. It only looks like it does in the photo because an insect infestation had wiped out all the grapevines in the area.
Nice beaver.
No, grapevines.
And I just had it stuffed.
Insect.
Let me help you with
insect,
that.
Insect. No, not
oh,
the
bees. Not the bees.
No.
Not the bees.
No. No, I don't think it was that kind of an insect infestation. And number five. When Facebook first launched in 2004, you could only upload one photo, and there was no messaging, no notifications, no wall, and no status updates. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Random Facts.
Yep. It is the Mike Show. It's the Wednesday edition of the program. Coming up, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. That is all on the way. It's called Audio Vault. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
Let's see. There's Peyton, Leo, Tasia.
Ruth Stevens has 14 grandkids.
Jalen, Callie, Kayla.
That's a lot of birthdays, graduations, weddings.
Stanley, named for my dad.
So she doesn't ever miss one. Ruth counts on Centra to keep her healthy and going strong.
Shay, Christopher, and Theo. Got them all.
That's a responsibility Centra doesn't take lightly.
One more time, alphabetical order. Anthony.
Centra. Caring for, caring about folks like Ruth.
Join us this holiday season for Mistletoe Market at your Lynchburg Community Market, taking place every Saturday from Thanksgiving until Christmas. Explore an awesome selection of seasonal vendors, baked goods, and unique handcrafted holiday gifts perfect for everyone on your list. We'll have Santa on site every Saturday in December for photos, and horse-drawn carriage rides available on Saturdays, December 13th and 20th. We're even staying open till 3 p.m. each day so you can savor the season a little bit longer. Mistletoe Market, every Saturday from Thanksgiving until Christmas at your Lynchburg Community Market.
Celebrate the season at Handmade for the Holidays, Saturday, November 15th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg City Armory, corner of 12th and Church Streets in downtown Lynchburg. Join us for a festive market featuring unique, one-of-a-kind, handcrafted gifts by local artists and makers. Enjoy cheerful music and a cozy, welcoming atmosphere perfect for holiday shopping. Hosted by Lynchburg Parks and Recreation. And kids of all ages can bring their lists for pictures with Santa starting at 2 p.m. It's Handmade for the Holidays, Saturday, November 15th, 8 to 5 at Lynchburg City Armory in downtown Lynchburg.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Wednesday edition. That means it's Way Wednesday with the United Way of Central Virginia. Chris joins us each and every, or almost every Wednesday now.
Just about, yeah.
And Chris brings us a guest. Typically, it's a partner agency of the United Way, or it's somebody involved in one of the programs of the United Way of Central Virginia. Today's no exception. Chris, who did you bring?
Well, today we have David Wilnow. He is coming here from Virginia Legal Aid and might be a new name for many folks. He is the new David, so to speak. He is the new executive director down there.
What happened to David Neumeier? Where's he at? Where are you keeping him?
I think that he is in a well-deserved retirement, I believe.
Ah,
I'm not sure.
Okay.
You can maybe tell me more accurately.
That's correct, although he still checks into the office very frequently.
I'm sure he does. You're not going to get rid of that guy. David, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for joining us. So Virginia Legal Aid Society, I am familiar with it, and dare I say intimately, and not for the reasons that you might think, Chris.
What kind of trouble have you been in, Mike?
Well, no. See, that's the thing. Not for those reasons. However, everybody needs good quality legal advice, but not everybody can afford to tee up an attorney if something happens to them. That's where Virginia Legal Aid Society steps in. I am the voice of Virginia Legal Aid Society, and David pointed out throughout the entire Commonwealth. So if you call Virginia Legal Aid for legal advice, I am the voice telling you things over the telephone.
Well, that's very off-putting.
isn't it, though? Well, I guess I have dispensed plenty of free legal advice with the prompts. So you press one if you need this, or you press two if you need that. And then if you need further information about this, you press that button, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, before you get to, you know, talking to an attorney or scheduling an appointment, you can find out a lot of information just by listening to me.
And I have to say, it is surreal to hear that voice in person after all these years. I feel like I've been listening to your voice for a very long time.
Yeah, yeah, that's what many people say, and they are pretty tired of it. So anyway, but that's not why you're here. You're here to talk about your organization, and I understand. So how are things going in the new role as executive director?
It's been very exciting. It's been a whirlwind. I was tapped for the job at the end of August.
Okay.
I trained with David through the month of September, and I took over on October the 1st. So I've been busy traveling around our service area, yep. Listening to our staff, meeting with our community partners, attending trainings, and just trying to get up to speed on all the great work that we do as an organization. I worked as an attorney with our firm for about 10 years before I took over this role.
Yeah. Well, tell us about Virginia Legal Aid Society. And for folks that don't know or have never utilized the services, what does it do? What is it? What does it do?
The Virginia Legal Aid Society is a nonprofit law firm. So we provide free legal advice and free legal representation to low-income folks that can't afford to hire a private attorney when they have a civil legal issue.
Okay.
When you're charged with a crime and you face significant jail time, you're often entitled, constitutionally entitled, to an attorney in your criminal case. But on the civil side, there is no such right. And it should come as no surprise in our adversarial system that folks that can afford an attorney tend to do better in civil legal cases than folks that can't afford to hire one. So that is why Virginia Legal Aid Society exists.
So what types of civil cases do you guys see the most? I'm sure you see a lot of different types of cases, but what do you typically see the most in?
Oh yes, we can handle a wide swath of different legal issues, from assisting victims of domestic violence, obtaining a protective order, or fighting for custody of a child. We can help with consumer protection issues like foreclosure prevention or a debt buyer lawsuit. We can help with public benefits issues with SNAP or Medicaid. But our most common legal issue and the program that the United Way supports us in is our housing work.
Okay.
Folks getting evicted from their apartment, folks living in uninhabitable living conditions because the landlord won't make repairs.
Gotcha. So I'm sure there's a qualification, there's a certain threshold income-wise that you can make. You have to fall into a certain category. And once you check if you qualify, what's the next step after they've listened to me? You know.
That's right. So after they listen to you, they go through the prompts and they speak to our law line. And they'll speak to a paralegal who's supervised by an attorney. And the paralegal's job is, first of all, to make sure that folks have a legal issue that we can help with, to make sure that they're eligible. Like you've referenced, we got to make sure that people fall below a certain income threshold. And they are also going to check for conflicts of interest. As attorneys, we have a professional duty to our current clients and to our former clients. We can't accept cases that would give rise to an ethical conflict. And once folks get through those screening criteria, then one of two things is going to happen. Either the paralegal can give them advice over the phone if it's a relatively simple legal issue, or the paralegal may refer the case to our office to speak to an attorney more in depth for more extended service.
Okay. Well, this is very informative and very interesting information. And again, you know, if you fall into this category, if you have a situation and you know you feel that you should consult an attorney, contact Virginia Legal Aid Society. You can go online and reach them at vlas.org. There are Virginia Legal Aid Societies all over the Commonwealth, as a matter of fact, and they can sit down and listen to your situation. David, what does Virginia Legal Aid Society need at this point? Do you guys need volunteers? Do you need donations? What do you need?
We are extremely grateful for the support that United Way provides us and other community partners provide us. I think the most important thing I would want people to know is that there is always more need than we are able to fill with the resources that we have.
Okay.
Our Lynchburg office will typically prevent or delay about 30 evictions per year.
Okay.
And that can be a life-changing service for the folks that get it. But it's also important to realize that about 1,200 eviction cases get filed in the city of Lynchburg alone.
Wow.
On an annual basis. And I'm not suggesting that every one of those cases could be defended or delayed, but many of them could be. Yeah. And many folks do not have the opportunity to have an attorney present with them at those hearings. So we can always use more support for our services. The need will always be there.
You brought up a good point and a question that I've had. How do you recruit attorneys to help out? Is this on a volunteer basis? Do they come to you? Do you approach them? How does that work?
That's a great question. Of course, we have attorneys on staff,
okay,
with legal aid, and it's their full-time job,
okay,
to represent clients for free. But we're also very lucky to have a robust pro bono program,
okay,
here in the Lynchburg area, in partnership with the Lynchburg Bar. And many areas in Virginia do not have anything like it. The Lynchburg Bar generously accepts and handles over 100 cases a year.
Wow.
For Lynchburg residents.
Okay.
So we're very fortunate to have a very engaged bar here.
Absolutely. Well, and I guess the question came from, you know, I know we just interviewed Free Clinic of Central Virginia, and, you know, the majority of their medical services are provided by physicians and healthcare providers that are donating their time. So just I wanted to know if you had a similar setup. Well, how can folks, other than going to the website, how can folks get in touch with you and learn more?
Yeah, so the website is a great place to start. That's going to have contact information for all of our offices. We also have tons of free legal information posted up there, brochures on a wide range of different legal topics, and that information is free for anybody. You don't need to be eligible for our services to get access to that.
Okay. And also, folks, you can call 434-528-4722. Their business hours are Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, but anytime, 24/7. The law line is available, and that's 1-866-LEGAL-AID. That's 866-534-5243. And check your eligibility online. Get all the information that you need. It is Virginia Legal Aid Society providing a very, very necessary service in our community. And if you would like to learn more, and if maybe you'd like to donate to Virginia Legal Aid Society, you can learn more on their website as well. Chris?
Mike?
How are you doing?
Doing well.
How are things at United Way? What's going on?
Things are trucking right along. We are in year end. This is the middle of the campaign season. So for folks who have already contributed, thank you. And for folks who are still thinking about it, let me know if you have any questions. My contact information is available on our website as well. But now is the time to start considering and planning for what you're going to be doing in, you know, latter half of November and into December for that year-end giving. This is, you know, really when the bulk of the campaign occurs, and that's the money that we're ultimately going to be spreading out across the community to nonprofits like Virginia Legal Aid. to support folks who live here. We do have our traditional four pillars: health, education, financial stability, basic human needs. We just gave them some new names now, but it's the same four.
Yeah.
And yeah, they're covering some pretty critical programs that cover some pretty critical needs for people. So for instance, housing. I do always like to reference Virginia Legal Aid when I'm giving presentations and stuff, because it is a very unique service there that is not you. It's the kind of thing that you want to have available to you if you're in that situation.
Absolutely.
And it's not available unless folks support it. And as David was just saying, the need is always there. And that's true for any one of our partner nonprofits. There's always more need that can be met. We have 24 different nonprofits that we support, 35 programs at those nonprofits. They range everything from food pantries to things like Virginia Legal Aid, the free clinic, which provides services to folks in any number of different ways, and often in very, very critical moments when there might not be help anywhere else.
Sure. And what was, and we reference this every time, but what was the statistic on how many folks, like one in whatever, that have been touched by these services or need?
Yeah, it is one in six is the number that we have. It's over 46,000 folks within the last year.
Yikes.
In Central Virginia. That's Lynchburg and the four surrounding counties. And that's the number that have been helped just in that amount of time alone. So yeah, these are folks that that you might know and that you might interact with every single day. And yeah, one thing I always like to point out is that you often think about fundraising efforts as benefiting folks who are in kind of the classic idea of poverty. But I think Virginia Legal Aid's program helping folks with housing issues is actually a great example of how it can be folks just as much who are just housed, but yeah, disadvantaged economically against fighting a landlord who won't fix, you know, some pretty critical maintenance issues.
Sure.
That is a real problem for folks.
And you know, there is what was classified as the Alice community. These are working folks that you know, maybe it's a family that isn't quite making enough to cover things, and certainly, you know, you come up against a legal situation, and maybe up against somebody who can afford an attorney, but you just can't. I mean, and where do you go?
Yeah,
you know, at that
absolutely.
Point, where do you go? So it's good that we have this system in place, and it's good that we have an organization like Virginia Legal Aid Society and funded by the United Way.
Yeah, absolutely. Funded by the community, really.
Absolutely. Yes, yes. So if you'd like to learn more about the campaign going on right now for United Way of Central Virginia, all the money stays local, and the donations that you make do not go to pay the salaries or light bill or anything like that. They have separate campaigns, Keystone corporate partners that help them with that kind of stuff. And your money can be designated to go to whatever program or pillar you'd like it to go to. So learn more at unitedwaycv.org. Have we solved the world's problems today?
At least a small chunk of them.
All right. Guys, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Almost each and every Wednesday, it's Way Wednesday on the program. Coming up a little bit later on, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, there's a new trend on TikTok of people filming themselves while bored. Well, let's just see how thrilling this is.
Introducing Bore Talk, where people film themselves doing absolutely nothing. No screens, no snacks, no tunes. Just you, your thoughts, and the creeping awareness that the clock has stopped out of pity. Experts report that the only thing more boring is watching someone watch someone else be bored, which has created a recurring loop so empty it may collapse in on itself. Warning, before you attempt this challenge, please consult no one, because nothing will happen anyway. Just be aware that society has almost hit rock bottom. Please proceed with whatever this is.
Yeah. Let's go to viral videos. I love the rubber chicken guy. What if a guy took a bunch of rubber chickens that played different notes, attached them to two horizontal bars, and played the song The Sound of Silence by squeezing them? Well, we give you... How do you pronounce his name? Vinitero? Lord Vinitero? Let me see if there's a pronunciation guide on this one. Search. Okay. Vinitero. That's how he says it. I'll just pronounce. It's in Portuguese? Oh, it's actually got the Lord in there, too. Here, listen.
Lord Vinteiro.
Vinteiro.
Lord Vinteiro.
I don't think that's exactly how you pronounce it. But anyway, I give you The Sound of Silence. Chickens to a little boy farting. Here's viral video of this kid making the rounds on Halloween night. Right when his parents are telling him to say trick or treat, well, this happens.
What do you say?
What do you say?
Excuse me. I farted.
You're killing me.
At least he has manners. Excuse me, I farted. Let's see. Okay, save that one for stupid criminals. Skip that one. Okay, let's do this one. A video has been released from an incident in September where a light rail in San Francisco flew into a curve at a high speed and jolted passengers after the driver dozed off. Here's the sound of the jolted passengers and the driver trying to calm people down.
I'm sorry. Relax. We didn't crash. Relax.
Relax, we didn't crash. He appeared to be asleep as the train took the curve at 50 miles per hour. Let's see. What do we got? We going to comedian? Yes, we are. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception.
How do you pronounce his name? Good Lord. All right, let's see if there's a pronunciation guide on this one. I have time. It's not like I have any, you know, thing else to do. Look up people's names. Oh, there is, and it's our Pronouncify lady.
Mike Birbiglia.
Mike Birbiglia. Comedian Mike Birbiglia talks about his angry dad on Thanksgiving.
I was home for Thanksgiving. My dad's always mad, but it's not about real stuff. He'll be like, damn it, I'm eating pretzels. I'm like, what's the problem? Why is he angry? I realized recently the reason he's angry is that old people are just angry. Old people are like, I used to be cool, now I'm shaped like a pumpkin. I'm going to play golf. I was never afraid of my dad growing up. I was always afraid of my friends' dads. Your dad starts going off, you know what he's capable of. You're at your friend's house and his dad starts going off. You're like, this guy's a wild card. He just kicked the dog. What do you think he's going to do to us? I remember the first time I saw my friend get hit by his dad, I couldn't even believe it. I was like, tough break for Sean. 15 minutes later, Sean was beating the crap out of me. I was like, I gotta team up with Sean's dad. At least he's got some moves.
All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly and vigorously give it a tug. There we go. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we...
Mike Birbiglia.
Coming up, we are going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in dot news. And then we got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Pick up Destination American Lager at Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg and Farmville, at Ballad Brewing in Danville, or your favorite beer store. And if they don't carry Destination American Lager, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for stupid criminals in the news. He's pretty. What's his name? Oh, man. Here we go. 46-year-old guy from Mississippi, M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I, named Todd Bond, has been arrested after multiple porch thefts in both Mississippi and Alabama, including one house where they stumbled upon a massive treasure. The house had at least a dozen packages stacked up on the porch, and Todd made repeated trips from the porch to the car to snatch every single one. This was caught on the homeowner's camera, and if this process wasn't obvious enough, Todd was also dressed as a woman at the time. The look included long bleached hair, a headband, makeup, and a skirt.
Todd was arrested and charged with first-degree theft of property. Here, do we have sound on this one? I believe we do.
We believe that the suspect had originally left the state and received information that they were possibly coming back into state while we were sitting there lying in wait. A couple of things that kind of stuck out to us that helped solve this crime was A, was the vehicle, and I think B, obviously the more important, was this person's particular look. We were trying to understand whether this person was dressing for Halloween or if this is the way they normally dress.
The big haul happened a couple weeks ago just before Halloween, so investigators say they weren't sure what was going on, as you heard. All right. Do we have anything else? Do we have another one? No. I guess we're going to good news. There's good news in the world. And we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. An official in Illinois just helped the family of a World War II veteran named James Bennett get back his Purple Heart. James died in 1990 at the age of 76, and he'd apparently left the award in a safe deposit box, which was marked as abandoned. Here is the state treasurer, Michael Furrer, talking about returning the medal to Bennett's niece and talking about receiving her uncle's medal.
When I came into office, I went down into our vault and I saw in a display case a Purple Heart. It turns out a lot of people store their military medals in a bank safe deposit box to keep them from being stolen or burnt up in a house fire.
I think I'm just going to display it at home, and I also want to take a picture and send it to all the relatives that are left alive and share it with them too. And I hope that this also encourages other people to look into getting their Purple Hearts from their family members.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Last year funded 25 different community agencies and 38 programs and provided $975,000 to our community to support these wonderful programs that services individuals in need. I am the change. And remember, you can also be the change by supporting United Way.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right. Visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Now, where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
See you later, buddy.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434.